Title: San Francisco becomes first U.S. city to require employer-funded paid parental leave. Content: This month, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors unanimously approved an ordinance that provides 6 weeks of parental leave for bonding with a new child at 100% of the employee's rate of pay, subject to certain caps. The ordinance, which will take effect beginning January 1, 2017, will make San Francisco the first U.S. city to require employer-paid parental leave. The new ordinance will go above and beyond the California state mandate, which currently provides covered employees 6 weeks of paid family leave at 55% of their pay for baby bonding or to care for a sick family member. That paid leave is funded by the employee who is taking the leave through regular payroll contributions to the California State Disability Insurance, SDI, program. The new ordinance requires covered San Francisco employers to pay the remaining 45% of a covered employee's wages during the 6 weeks of paid parental leave. The law's effective dates are staggered as follows: effective date size of employer January 1, 2017 50 or more employees regardless of the employee's location. July 1, 2017 35 or more employees regardless of the employee's location. January 1, 2018 20 or more employees regardless of the employee's location. Covered employers: in determining the size of a covered employer, the ordinance looks at the size of an employer's total workforce, regardless of the actual location of the employees. Accordingly, an employer may be subject to the ordinance even if it does not employ 50 or 20 employees within the city of San Francisco. The city and other governmental entities are not covered employers under the ordinance. Covered employees: employees, including part-time and temporary employees, are eligible for the fully paid leave if they meet all of the following criteria: are employed for at least 180 days prior to the start of the leave, work at least 8 hours per week in San Francisco, work at least 40% of their weekly hours in San Francisco, and are eligible for California paid family leave for baby bonding. Notably, employee eligibility is based on the number of hours the employee works in San Francisco, regardless of his or her residence and regardless of the employer's work location. Union employees are not covered if: 1. Their collective bargaining agreement expressly waives the requirements under the ordinance in clear and unambiguous terms, or 2. The collective bargaining agreement was entered into before the ordinance's effective date. How much do employers need to pay? The new ordinance requires covered employers to pay 45% of the employee's weekly gross wages, up to a maximum of $924 per week, for 6 weeks. This cap is based on the California Paid Family Leave Program's 55% wage replacement provision, which is capped at $1,129 per week. Between the two programs, covered employees should receive 100% wage replacement for a 6-week parental leave, up to a total of $2,053 per week. What if the employee works for multiple employers? If the covered employee works for more than one employer, the 45% supplemental compensation amount is apportioned between or among the covered employers based on the percentage of the employee's total weekly wages received from each employer. For example, if the employee earns $800 per week from employer A and $200 per week from employer B for a combined total of $1,000, employer A pays 80% of the supplemental compensation and employer B pays 20% of the supplemental compensation. Can the employer require the use of vacation? An employer can require employees to use up to 2 weeks of unused, accrued vacation to help meet the employer's obligation under the ordinance. This vacation time can be counted toward the 6-week paid parental leave period. Anti-discrimination/retaliation provision: employers may not interfere with, discriminate, or retaliate against employees for exercising their rights under the ordinance. Terminating a covered employee within 90 days of their request or application for California paid family leave, or taking adverse action against an employee within 90 days of their filing a complaint based on the new ordinance, will raise a rebuttable presumption that such action was taken to avoid the employer's obligations under the law. Notice and posting: employers will be required to post in a conspicuous place, at any workplace where a covered employee works, a notice I.